A Long Walk to Water, Two Voice Poem.
Hello, this is Diana.
And this is Bailey. The following is our two-voice poem representing the perspectives of a girl and a boy from South Sudan. Our hope is that our poem will help people better understand the issues being faced by the Sudanese people, including violence and lack of clean water.
Bailey will be reading parts of Salva, who is lost boy from South Sudan running from the Second Sudan Civil War.
And Diana will be reading a part of Naya, who is a young girl that has to walk long paths just to get a container of water for her family.
The title of our poem is Perseverance.
Here in Sudan,
we have faced many challenges and rough environments.
I had to run from gunmen and cross a crocodile-infested river to survive.
And I have to walk about a day just to get a container of water to the pond and back to the pond and back. We are both trying our best to persevere in life.
I led more than 2,000 boys to a refugee camp in Ethiopia.
I helped my family by bringing water every day to help them survive.
And at the end, as of May 2012, Water for South Sudan has drilled more than 137 borehole wells in South Sudan, bringing clean, safe water to tens of thousands of people in remote villages.
And I ended up going to school and getting an education.
And that is how we managed to stay alive.
Please consider donating to our class fundraiser to help rehabilitate a well and drill in South Sudan.
To donate, visit our school website or Facebook to find the link to the Glenwood Springs Middle School Class of 2024's fundraising website.
This has been a collaboration from KDMK,
Glenwood Springs Middle School, in the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
Thank you for listening.